This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey.
Sorry, lady. This cat is driving me nuts. He wanted to be petted, and so I was like, guess what? You're going to get petted right
That's
now.
That's right.
I'm gonna, like this. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. Honestly, that was like the best way I could get on a Zoom call.
That's the way we should start. We're going to start them all like that from now on. Just
please.
Welcome
with a dancing cat. Congratulations, by the way, on all the success. We just saw the Opry news.
Tonight.
It's happening,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. So,
are you freaking out? I'm sorry. Am I making it worse?
No. So this will be my third time playing the Opry, but this is tonight. I am the Opry Next Stage artist for the month of August, which is just wild. I'm like, for the Opry to even know who I am is weird, and for me to be like the featured artist of the month is even weirder. So
yeah. Do you have nerves? That's what I was like trying not to add to the nervousness of it.
Well, perhaps. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say, Holly. Every time I play the Opry, I am like a nervous wreck. So I'll be a nervous wreck all day today. But as soon as I step foot out there, it goes away.
It all goes away. I was going to say, what do you do to help with that? But it's just getting out there and doing it. And then once you hit that first note, you're
that's
off
it.
And running,
yeah,
right?
That's it. And it's really like I get nervous every show. I kind of honestly feel like if you don't get nervous a little bit, then like what's the point of it? But definitely I get the most nervous at the Opry.
Yeah.
So was the Opry growing up for you? I know you started singing and playing at a super young age. So was that always something that you knew about when you were young too?
Yeah. I remember being like 4 years old at my granny's house watching the Grand Ole Opry on show. But then I was 9 years old. We were leaving Gatlinburg, headed home to Louisiana, and my parents took me to the Opry on the way home. And we saw Bill Anderson, Crystal Gayle, Phil Vassar, little Jimmy Dickens. And wow. I remember exactly where I was sitting, and I remember watching Crystal Gayle and feeling like, one day I'm going to be up there. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I don't know if I manifested it or what, but life is
it works.
Crazy. Yeah,
whatever. Did it work? Rob, just hold on. It's a girl conversation. What are you wearing? Bell bottoms? Is it going to be bell bottoms?
Yeah, and I couldn't decide what I was going to wear. So, mm-hmm. And I can't go home today after this. I'm going straight to the Opry. So I brought like six different outfits because
you're like, ooh, I don't know. It's hard when you're in that moment. You're like, I don't know what I feel like. But can I say thank you? Because I actually told Rob today, I was like, I got bell bottoms and it's because of you.
You got some.
But I didn't know you had a promo code that I could have used and gotten like 10% off or something.
Girl.
From Little
Bees Bohemian.
Yeah.
You got some.
Yeah. It's super. I'm so excited about it. So
good.
Thank
Which ones did you get?
I got the ones with the horses on it. Those were on sale as well. Plus they had horses. And then I got a super cool black pair. And
okay.
I just...
You're going to love
like,
them.
I think I used to wear bell bottoms a long time ago. And then obviously skinny jeans came in. And now bell bottoms are a thing. But someone described your music as bell bottom country.
Yeah,
what?
That's the new hashtag, right?
That's it.
Yeah, bell bottom country. What do you think bell bottom country
movement.
Is?
It's a movement.
It's a movement. Yes. So yeah. Bell bottom country, honestly, I think y'all have even a little bell bottom country in you. It's whatever that thing is that makes you different, that makes you you, makes you stand out. It could be your story. It could be the way you were raised, whatever. And it's finding that and just leaning into it. And that's what bell bottom country is. So, yeah, it's just like, I mean, you can listen to the way that I talk and my music and tell that it's pretty dang country. And I've also been obsessed with bell bottoms my entire life. So bell bottom country, it's a state of mind.
Do you have to own bell bottoms to really embrace bell bottom country?
No.
Because Rob has a pair too, so it's okay.
Good. You bell bottom country. You're good. No, absolutely not. It's like I said, it's whatever that thing is that makes you stand out from the rest. And
it's that whole you do you thing.
You do you, boo boo.
Right?
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. And how crazy is it right now to be on tour as well with Jason Aldean? I mean, that tour has just got to be on fire right now.
It's wild. Yeah, it's me, him, and Hardy. And Back in the Saddle tour, so much fun. We just did our first weekend. We were in Virginia Beach, New Jersey, and New York, and we're about to go out on the second weekend. But it's just crazy. I mean, Jason was a big influence of mine. And I always used to say, I want to be the female version of Jason Aldean.
Oh, yeah?
And here I am on tour with him. So it's wild.
Do you, I know you said you guys are all doing your own things. You each individually have your own thing and your own style. But is Hardy rubbing off on you a little bit? Like, do you want to smash a guitar on stage now and get a little rock and roll going?
I kind of do. And I'm also getting up there with him every night and we're doing one beer. I get to do Lauren Elena's part. But yeah, it's like when you hang out with Hardy, you definitely want a shotgun, a beer, and smash a guitar. You can't help it.
He's a really cool dude. And the fact that they called it Back in the Saddle, and I was like, do they know that Lainey can ride? Like, she actually knows how to be in the saddle?
I don't know if they know that, honestly.
When you're talking about like sending things out in the universe, and I was like, how perfect is this?
It couldn't be more
perfect.
Because
if anyone doesn't know, like I love Lainey for many reasons, but one is because she's a horse girl and she rides horses.
I love it.
And then I saw on TikTok, you posted a video of your horse Tex.
Yes, I miss him. I can't tell you the last time I saw him. I don't know when I'll, have enough time to actually go home and ride him, maybe like around the holidays or something like that. But yeah, it was a huge part of my childhood, and I can't wait to have a farm here in Nashville and start all over.
That'll be awesome.
I think we talked a lot about Dolly Parton the last time that we chatted, and we know she's one of your biggest influences. But did you happen to see that her nephew is a rapper? I'm just curious.
I did not see that.
So. We talked about this the other day. It was kind of funny. She has apparently a 40-year-old rapping nephew, and he did a cover of 9 to 5.
I was about to say, tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of... Is that what he did?
Yeah, but he has his own words. He kind of did his like own lyrics as well with it. What Dolly song do you love to cover as your favorite?
Oh, well, we do 9 to 5. So, I have a song called WWDD.
Yeah, what would Dolly do? Which I get stuck in my head all the time because I have a coffee mug that says, what would Dolly do? And then your song is stuck in my head every morning. It's
and
great.
Those plates, I use those plates daily, by the way.
What would Dolly do plates? Good. Yeah,
yes,
it's from
her
Dolly Parton collection at Kroger, Rob. You missed it.
What is one of the last situations you were in that you were like, you had to ask yourself that question? What would Dolly do?
Oh. Probably the rude people at the airport. What would Dolly do? She'd kill them with kindness. Because half the time, I'm like, let's fight. Let's go right here.
You do you. We'll go back to that.
Bell bottom country.
Hey, well, yeah, there's been a lot of that on the airlines lately. So we don't want to see Lainey Wilson on the news for getting a fist fight on an airplane.
No, it can't happen. It can't
happen. That would be terrible. Hey. I want to talk about your two-story house song.
Yes.
This is not on the album.
Nope.
But you just released it, and it's about your sister. And I thought it was, like, the sweetest song. Can you tell us about that song?
Yeah. So my sister and I, we grew up very close in age. Do y'all have siblings?
Yeah.
No, I'm the only child.
Well,
only child.
I do. Holly
you
does.
Do? Okay. So you'll understand this.
Well.
But So we grew up very close in age, grew up in the same bedroom, shared the same clothes, taught all the same lessons. But we grew up to be very different. We have two very different stories, and she's an accountant with two babies and a dog, and here I am talking to y'all. So it's just, yeah, two-story house. And it's been wild. It's one of those songs that I wrote back in 2017 that didn't make the record, but I knew that I wanted to put it out at some point. And I think so many people can relate to it. And yeah.
Yeah, hey, I saw the video right on Instagram where you guys are going back and forth telling the story. I thought that was pretty cool. And you said you mentioned that, did you just get a dog too? That was part of it. You said you have a furry friend at home?
I do have a furry friend. Her name is Hippie.
She's a
little French bulldog.
Frenchie, yeah. Cutest dog ever.
She's so spoiled.
Massive farts though, right?
Massive farts. Yeah. It's like, how does something like that come out of something so small?
So cute. And so cute.
I know. Like, there's no way.
It prepares you, though, for men, really.
I was trying to find a picture of her, but yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
Is that, what do you think, Holly? It's just baby steps towards living with a guy who's farting all the time?
Yeah, we had a French bulldog, me and my husband, right before we got married, and it definitely prepared me for living with him. Look at this dog. It's the perfect color. It's buff. Yeah. A buff French bulldog.
Yeah. And I don't know why she looks buff in that picture. She's not buff at all. She's flabby.
I mean like the color. Wait, what color is she?
I thought you meant like she's like... Buff.
Yeah, but like,
no, she looks jacked. She looks like she works out, just like the pit bull dogs.
Yeah,
jacked up.
She does not.
Can we? I don't think we ever got the whole story behind the song of Things a Man Ought to Know. Can we get that?
Yes.
Sorry, my cat is like walking on this table that is now moving. where were you? What were you thinking? And what were you drinking?
Oh my gosh!
When you heard that song,
we were at Big Machine Publishing House on Music Row. Jason Nix, my co-writer, it was him and Jonathan Singleton and I, we were writing that day. Jason Nix came in, we were drinking coffee, and Jason said, I've got this idea, it's called Things a Man Ought to Know. I said, oh Lord, we're going to be here all night, go on and cancel y'all's plans. But we really got to talking about the way that I was raised and really like the things that my parents taught me growing up, things that they thought I should know before I left home. And but like the more we kind of dug into it, the more we realized the song was about the way that my family made sure that I treated people and the way that I should get treated. So a song really is just about, it's about having good character. It's about treating people the way you want to be treated and having the courage and discernment to do the right thing, which is hard at times. And that's not something that just a man ought to know. That's something that every single one of us should know.
Mm-hmm. I like what you guys did with the song, because with that title, it could have been a funny song.
Yeah.
Like you could have gone this way.
Like, oh, put the toilet lid down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So how does that decision get made, or what's the whole thought process that just kind of happen?
So I really like to take ideas like that, things that mm-hmm. you might look at and initially think it could be corny. Mm-hmm. I like to surprise people. I just, like, I never want it to be what people think it's going to be. And that's mm-hmm. always my goal. I'm like, how can I write this in a way that's never been written before? And Jonathan Singleton and Jason Nix, I mean, they're two of the best songwriters in Nashville. And so I feel honored to sit down with them every single time I'm in a room with them, because I feel like I learned something. You know, I feel like I've left there learning something that I'm going to add to my next co-write. So yeah, I just try to make sure that if the title could be a little like on the line of cheesy,
yeah,
that we need to really shock the listeners.
Yeah. Is there, because there is a lot of that though. And that's what country music is also super, it can be super serious, but it also can be super fun. There's a lot of that, you know, tongue in cheek, like play on words type of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
But I feel like you leave all that fun goofiness to your TikTok and your Instagram videos.
Dude, I embarrass myself on there. I'll do anything for a follower. I'm like, please follow me. I'll do classy bougie ratchet.
Oh my God.
Are you doing the Walker Hayes fancy like dance?
I haven't yet.
No, I still have to learn it. Do you think that you would make up a dance? Are you capable of making up a dance? Could you make up some dance moves to one of your songs?
I think I could.
I think we should do it like WWDD. It would have like some like W, like, so I don't know.
Or, I mean, like, there's so many ones that are like the dance where you go like, duh, 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 duh.
Yeah. And then it's something. I feel like there's something there.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to keep up with all these dances, though, because, you know, Walker started a trend. Now
Thomas Rhett
just came out with a new one. And then Dan and Shay have one for lying, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
They just got one. Yeah, they got it. Yeah. It's brand new. Hey, Yellowstone season 4 is out. Little disappointed that you're not on the list to be performing in Yellowstone because your music was in it last year. Do they know? Have you offered yourself and your services to be in the show?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, I feel like you could be a barrel racer. Like, why isn't Lainey friends with these girls? Like,
I know. Well, I've told Taylor Sheridan, the writer and the producer, I'm like, you let me know when you want to put me on a horse. I'll just be riding in the background. Like, let me do something. Right. So, so he knows that. But, you know,
I know you're touring. Yeah.
Yeah. Busy. It's just crazy. But I can definitely see myself doing maybe a little bit of acting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too. And it's nice to have your music featured in there as well.
I know. It does. It introduces my music to people who might not listen to radio. So it's been a blessing.
I think the last time, Holly, we talked about this, you said you would much rather have your music on there than your acting, though. Was that you that said that?
Who knows what I said, but
in the moment, that's what she
said. But of course, like, you know, I mean, I feel like even though for me, like, the past 6 months have been different for me, so a lot more people are knowing my music now.
Thank you so much, Lainey. We're so excited for you, by the way.
Thank you.
We're really excited to see all the success, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see y'all in person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.